Inkulumo ka Mnumzana uMnangagwa isitshela okuningi ngeqembu leli libusayo eliza noPierre. Okokuqala ukuthi alibekezeleli ukuchothozwa ngamanye amaqembu aphikisayo. Angikholwa futhi ukuthi yinkulumo engenziwa nginoma umuphi upresident. Le inkulumo eyenziwa ngupresident onguzilwakhe onguntamo lukhuni ongaphikiswayo ngoba konke lokhu uma ugoqela ngezwelilodwa kuyikuhlukumeza kwamalungelo oluntu. Akazimiselanga uMnangagwa ukushintsha nangabe kunesikhalo sokuthi kunenge okungahambi kuhle ezweni laseZimbabwe, kunenge okungalunganga ezweni laseZimbabwe kusimo sezepolitiki. Futhi esingahle sikuxhumanise nje lapho yikubotshwa kwalabo ababotshwayo, yikubizwa kusetshenziswa umthetho kukaMnumzana uSikhala okade ehambile ephesheya esiyadinga ukunyangwa. Bakukhathile lokho ngoba befuna ukuthi asondele eduze ukuze bazombona kahle, ngoba nxa engekho eduzane kunenge akade engakukhuluma akade bengekuhambisana lakho. Sondezele ukuthi bezomelusa eseduzane kunkulumo angahle azikhulume.
Zona iziphathamandla ze-SADC zilolwazi ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe kumbe akubonakali njengokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu emuntwini ophansi?
Omongameli be-SADC sibaya kwazi kahle mhlophe okuqhubeka eZimbabwe. Yibo futhi akade bethumele ukuthi kuzoqatshwa ukhetho eZimbabwe kwaphuma iripoti eyaphumayo. Leyani iripoti iyodwa ifikile kubo bonke omongameli be-SADC kuwo wonke amazwe e-SADC. Njalo futhi noma sibuyela emuva kuningi abakwaziyo ngendlela ukhetho luqhutshwa ngayo eZimbabwe ukuthi kuba lokuhlukunyezwa kwamalungelo oluntu. Kuningi abakwaziyo ngokubotshwa kwabaholi bamaqembu aphikisayo. Kumanje nje njengombani sikhuluma, abantu beZimbabwe bathe chithisaka bagcwele emazweni abo. Kambe ukuthi abazibuzi na ukuthi laba bantu beze ngobuningi kangaka bazokwenzana emazweni abo